From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 5th, 2016.
Well, Hurricane Matthew has arrived here in the low country of South Carolina. Just in the last couple of hours of rain, blowing sideways, winds gusting over 40 miles an hour.
This week, that excerpt from a video created by Sergeant David Erskine of the South Carolina National Guard opens our review of the 2016 Atlantic tropical storm season, which officially ended on November 30th. The season in the Atlantic Basin, including the Atlantic Ocean, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico, officially begins June 1st, but this year's first storm formed in mid-January. Hurricane Matthew in late September and early October was the most powerful and destructive of this season's 15 named Atlantic storms. It devastated Haiti, struck Cuba and the Bahamas, and then brought storm surge, strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding to the U.S. East Coast. Damage in Virginia led to federal disaster assistance in 7 southeastern cities and 2 southeastern counties. For some insight into the kinds of responses a destructive hurricane can require, let's have a listen for about 90 seconds to 2 people involved in responding to Matthew. First, a North Carolina National Guard member, and second, U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Dan Abel, Director of Operations for the Southern Command.
So I'm First Class Dees, Darren Dees. I'm from Pembroke, North Carolina, right here in Robeson County. Once the storm came through, Robeson County got hit pretty hard with flooding in the area. After being in the Guard 15 years, yesterday was the first time I took a convoy of 7 vehicles to the high school I graduated from with 720 cots, blankets, toddler supplies, diapers, wipes. And when I pulled up, I could see the glow on the faces of people I knew personally, on a personal level.
We always have Joint Task Force Bravo, which has some phenomenal aviation heavy capabilities in Honduras. Also during the hurricane season, we have Special Purpose MAGTAF, the Marines, again, heavy aviation that's also deployed. And having those tools ready, already sourced to us and in theater, was critical to making this happen. The other thing we really had going for us is the Navy, that had to dispatch, sortie their vessels anyway out of Norfolk, made the decision to embark on those ships, emergency response forces, assets, stores, aircraft. So they didn't just put to sea for hurricane avoidance, they put to sea prepared to join in any response that may be there. And boy, did we put them to use as well. The response from the sea was huge.
As destructive as Matthew was, it, of course, wasn't the whole story of the 2016 Atlantic season. The 15 named storms included 7 hurricanes and 3 major hurricanes, that is, Category 3 or above, a bit above the average annual numbers from 1981 to 2010. 5 named storms made landfall in the United States, the most since 6 occurred in 2008. And the accumulated cyclone energy for 2016, combining strength and duration of storms, was about 40% above the 1981-2010 average, largely due to 3 relatively strong and long-lived storms, major hurricanes Matthew, Gaston, and Nicole. Thanks to the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution System for making this week's sounds available for public use. And we close with a few more seconds of music from Sergeant Erskine's Hurricane Matthew video. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.